Okay, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Veschanan to everyone. So the Gematria, the word Veschanan, is 515. The significance of this number being that this is the number of tefillahs Moshe Rabbeinu davened to be allowed in Eretz Yisrael. Now just imagine davening 515 times or something. That's serious dedication right there. Most people I know would probably give up after a few times or so. 515 is wild. Now why wasn't he let in 515 times? So Hashem told him, Al Tosef Deber Elai, you must stop davening. And Chazal say that if Moshe Rabbeinu had davened even one more tefillah, then he would have been let in Eretz Yisrael. And it's only because Hashem had told him to stop that he didn't daven that last time. But the Sfasemus asks, where was Klal Yisrael in all this? Why didn't they daven that last tefillah on behalf of their beloved Moshe Rabbeinu? They could have filled in the gap. And if you want to suggest that they didn't know about it because this was a private conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem, the Medrash actually says that although Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to tell them overtly to daven for him, he did hint it to them. So why didn't they daven for him? Fill in the gap. Get that last tefillah in there. The Sfasemus answered something very powerful. Everyone thought to themselves, what? My tefillah is going to work? If Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Klal Yisrael, the one that took us out of Mitzrayim, put his life on the line numerous times for us, led us through the Midbar, if he couldn't get his tefillahs answered, Hashem's going to listen to little me, random no-name Jew, just a speck of sand in the desert? And each person thought the same thing, and no one davened that last tefillah that was needed. We have to realize how great we truly are. The power of one tefillah, one tehillim, a bit of Limud HaTorah, it moves the world. Nochain Trer, just one more tear, that's all we need to bring Mashiach. But we must want it passionately enough to daven 515 times for it and not get discouraged after a few times. This Shabbos is Tubav as well, and that also signifies Geula. Chazal teaches that the Chet HaMeraglim was forgiven on Tubav. That allowed everyone to enter Eretz Yisrael, which was the culmination of the Geula from Mitzrayim. This is a Mashiach taking Geula Dik week. One more tefillah for Klal Yisrael, and the Kapara the Tubav symbolizes should bring the true Nechama, and Mashiach Tzikenu Bimher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.